Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Iowa chooses biological reality over quote-unquote gender identity. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, I just never imagined we'd be talking about these kind of issues on a regular basis, in fact. But recently, Iowa became the first state to enact legislation to remove all references of gender identity under its civil rights law, which and no longer recognizes gender confusion as a protected class.
Yeah, it's really crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
That you're having to talk about the fundamental basis.
We have to have laws for this. The president has to come out and say there's only two sexes, female and male. It's like, where are we?
It's going backwards.
Yeah.
But it's common sense. Fortunately, the pendulum is swinging. You know, years ago when this pendulum started swinging the other way, I've mentioned this before on this program. Some people told me, oh, well, it's too late. You're just going to have to figure out how to live with this nonsense. And I said, no. Number one, you just keep speaking truth. This is nonsense. And the pendulum will change in direction. And that's what we're seeing now.
And approach your representatives and enact laws like Iowa has done here to protect, basically you're protecting women and girls in the state regarding sports and private places, et cetera, et cetera. That's really what it's
doing. So it's the first state to do so, but it won't be the last state. So it has removed all references to gender identity in its civil rights law, and it no longer recognizes gender-confused people as a protected class. The law clarifies the legal definition of sex as biologically determined at birth, which effectively blocks gender ideology from undermining equal protection of women and girls in the state.
Wow.
Governor Reynolds wasted little time signing the bill into law after the Iowa Senate voted 33-15 and the House voted 60-36 to approve it.
You know, this goes back to 2007, when the term gender identity had been added to the state's civil rights law. So that's been quite a while. So we're finally reversing that now in 2025.
Yeah, so removing it, Iowa officials now have codified that biological sex, not a spectrum of self-identified gender,
wow,
is what governs legal protections in Iowa. The new law, which described gender identity as an individual's subjective identification, now directs the state to use objective distinctions based on reproductive systems as a way to provide fair treatment in areas such as education, employment, public accommodations, athletics, and more. And so refreshing for athletics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's crazy that all the Democrats on Monday before the joint session that President Donald Trump addressed, all the Democrats in the United States Senate, they all voted against a bill that would protect women and girls in sports.
That's just demonic. All of them. That's demonic.
And then the very next day during the joint session, all of the Democratic women wore pink and they talked about girl power. They're just such hypocritical liars to do that. Voting against men, prohibiting men and girls sports. In other words, voting against women and girls and then pretending to be a girl on the next day by wearing pink.
But don't forget, during his speech, all of those who wore pink, among them was a man. Because the first male representative who wants to be a female by the name of Sarah.
Yeah.
So he was sitting there wearing his pink jacket pretending to be a woman.
It's just ridiculous, you know. So now this law defines sex as the state of being. Listen to this, because they're going in to define it. It's kind of crazy that we have to do this, but this is where we have come to. Define sex as, quote, the state of being either male or female as observed or clinically verified at birth. The law's text further defines male and female as an individual who normally will, has, or would have had the reproductive system that at some point produces sperm or egg, respectively. It defines man, woman, father, mother, boy, and girl all along male and female lines. And under the law, the term gender is only to be used to reference the natural differences between males and females and is to be regarded as a synonym for sex, not gender identity.
Well, you remember the Biden administration was trying very hard to get rid of those terms. We don't have, you know, mother, father, whatever, it's parents or whatever. And you also had a Supreme Court justice who could not identify what a woman is.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you remember not long ago, there was a governor who tried to redefine woman or mother in the state laws to somebody who is pregnant or something.
Oh, they call them pregnant persons.
Pregnant persons.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, Matt, I mean, pregnant persons, you know, as a woman, I find that quite insulting that they would come up with a phrase just to avoid the reality that it's only a woman who gives birth to a child. A man cannot do that. And, you know, it's like the emojis that you see with the pregnant man. That's so ridiculous. But it's even more than that, more insulting to us as women to say that just because you're confused as a man and don't realize how God has made you in perfect creation as a man, there's no right to push that kind of agenda onto women and deny us the reality of who we are.
This is beyond George Orwell's 1984, where they create euphemisms and use language to deceive people. Well, the legislation also prevents changes to birth certificates for individuals attempting to change their gender or their sex through medical interventions, while ensuring that Iowa's school curriculum does not promote, quote, gender theory or sexual orientation, close quote, to students from kindergarten through the sixth grade. The law then addressed how people with the rare disorder of having both male and female anatomy, commonly called intersex. By the way, I've done a lot of study on this, and it's exceptionally, exceptionally rare.
Mm-hmm.
Are already protected. A person born with a medically verifiable diagnosis or disorder or difference of sex development shall be provided the legal protections and accommodations afforded under the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 and applicable state law, the legislation reads.
You know, I love this statement that the governor wrote. She said, it is common sense. Oh, I love that. Common sense to acknowledge the obvious biological differences between men and women. In fact, it is necessary to secure genuine equal protection for women and girls. She also noted that there are common sense protections. These common sense protections had been at risk because the state's previous civil rights code had blurred the biological line between the sexes.
She goes on to say, we are all children of God, and no law changes that. What this bill does accomplish is to strengthen protections for women and girls, and I believe that is the right thing to do, stated Governor Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, common sense again. You know, with regards to the birth certificates, I was surprised back in the early 2000s. Liberty Council had the very first so-called transgender, if you will, same-sex marriage type of case in the country, Canteras versus Canteras. It was a case that we took on appeal. It was about a 1,000-page, 900-page opinion that this judge that came out of retirement put together, and he made it so big because he put law review articles and other things inside of his order, just carte blanche with no editing. And he had a several-week trial that was televised back then on Court TV. And it was about this Michael Canteras and Margot Canteras, changing names. It was about a person who was female who went to the Rosenberg Clinic in Texas after seeing something on MTV about these so-called procedures and then wanted to identify as a male, met our client, and then they ended up going to Sanford, Florida, and they got a marriage license saying one was male, one was female, which was a lie. She becomes a Christian, our client does. There's two children that she was birthed to, that she gave birth to, not from obviously the other partner. And then the issue was up on appeal, and we argued it, and we won 3-0. But one of the things that surprised me in this case is how many states, either through legislation or through just administrative procedure. We're simply taking somebody's word to change their birth certificate from whatever sex they wanted to whatever sex they wanted to be. And I'm glad to see Iowa changing this and say, no, you got to have your birth certificate consistent with how you are born at birth. You're not assigned male or female at birth. You are born male or female at birth. Common sense legislation, more states need to pass it that have had these so-called gender laws. Many states don't have them, but those that do need to follow Iowa's lead. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.